brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Some would even call it a spin off of the Common Good radio show, but I say it's its own thing. It stands alone as a spin off of No Man. I'm Pastor John McClain here with one of my best friends, Dr. J in the house.
Woo-hoo!
You ready to do this thing?
I'm ready.
Yeah, you would have that look in your eyes, like this laser sharpness that we are going to put our guest today on the hot seat.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
Or slightly warm. A slightly warm seat. Like last week, we actually did Andreas pretty dirty, and we did put him on a little bit of a hot seat.
So much fun.
But not you, Arlene. No, you're good. You're good. And our guest on the phone, Mr. Michael Schwartz, you're fine, too. We will not be putting you on the hot seat.
But I'm gentle.
But this is the Making College Come True radio show, and we have another awesome show for you. As I mentioned, we have Michael Schwartz on the phone. He is of MBS Arts and also of Tucson Arts Brigade, which did the downtown mural project for those that are keeping track at home. And then for the second part of the show, we will have Arlene in studio with us, who is like, I think, the Mr. T of the Making College Come True action team, right?
I think I like that.
That's right.
Yeah,
like
the Mr. T of the team.
We'll take it.
And she'll be here to discuss with us what she does in regards to Making College Come True and how she is the Mr. T to Dr. J's Murdoch. Who's actually the main guy?
Yeah.
Murdoch.
Yeah.
You're definitely the main guy.
Ms. Murdoch, right here.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So,
Dr. Murdoch.
So, let's go ahead and let's thank our guest, Michael Schwartz, for coming on the Making College Come True radio show with us. Thank you for being on the show, Mike.
Of course.
Right.
So, I guess I need to kind of set it up. Michael, he isn't just anybody. Michael's actually my mentor.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
Yes. Michael's been my mentor for many years. I'd say probably close to a decade. And a lot of the hijinks that I've got into, including those that have led to changing laws, Michael helped me find them. And certainly that's a different show, the mentor show that we've definitely done many times. But Michael's an artist. He's also a teacher of art. He's been invited to the White House for his skills and his methods. He was the coordinator of the Downtown Mural Project, has been part of hundreds of murals around the city of Tucson, if not dozens at least. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit with hundreds, millions, bazillions, bajillions of murals. And he's certainly one of the community organizers that has made a big difference kind of behind the scenes in our community. So, but this is the Making College Come True show. And I thought it was really cool for Michael to share with us his experience with college, because he certainly didn't take the orthodox route that a lot of people take with college. And I know a lot of parents tell their kids, don't get an art degree, or don't get this degree, don't get that degree, because it won't amount to anything. I imagine, Michael, what when you were going to college, or when you initially thought to go to college, were those some of the considerations that came your way, or what made you think to pick the degree that you chose?
Well, it's funny, you know, let me preface this by saying that I was raised in an academic family. My father's a professor, and we were able to attend University of Delaware classes for free, as long as they weren't my father's classes. We weren't allowed to sit in on his classes. So I was in Delaware. The way they had it is we all had majors, or many of us had majors, and I was process piping engineering with the idea that, you know, that I would be recruited out of high school to go work for, DuPont or what have you. And I loved those classes, and I considered going into the Air Force. And my preferred direction was going into the Air Force and getting a degree in process piping and engineering, going that route. But both my teacher and my parents were like, you know, you've got this artistic thing going on that's kind of unique. So I was able to get, you know, to take classes beginning in 10th grade at the University of Delaware. And then, it's a funny story. I put a portfolio together. I got offered money to go to art school. I was still hesitant because I had this kind of other view of what I was going to do. Probably because of my peer group, everybody's going into the military and everything, and, you know, I had this different kind of, very different than art school. but we went to the art school, and as we're looking at the school, this kid came running, dashing down the stairs, and he had dyed his mohawk with red hair, and he had all sorts of, you know, tattoos and what have you on. He came flying down the stairs going, "Yahoo!" Hmm. And my mom, in her moderate Midwestern way, said, "Oh, Michael, this looks like the perfect place for you." And, and she was right.
Nice.
So I guess that's some of the good stuff. Imagine going into it, there were some fears, or maybe especially as you went in farther. Like, I know I have a doctor that sits on the table across from me here. When you were done with your undergraduate degree and you were considering getting your graduate degree, were there some fears that popped up or maybe some obstacles in your life that that made you to question your path once again?
Not really. I mean, for me, it was, you know, it was a logical thing. So that the craziest thing you could do is get a master's of fine arts with an emphasis on painting and drawing. And with me, it was drawing and then painting. Drawing being my first love. And so I think it was at that point it was immersive. And so it was really a matter of, you know, working as hard as you could in school to try to get the grades up so that you could get a scholarship so that you were competitive in graduate school. So it was really exciting. Mm-hmm. And it was like being an MVP and you chose the best program. And that's what I did. I kept my grades up. And I ended up being choosing the University of Arizona. I was recruited here by a fellow named Bob Colescott, very famous artist. He's unfortunately passed away, but Bob, you know, visited me at Tyler, brought me out here, and so there really wasn't. It was more about the fear of, you know, of failure. Within myself, of like, am I going to be able to do the best job possible? Am I going to be able to keep my grades up so that I don't have to take out loans? Mm-hmm. So I was a work study student. And so what that meant was that we fell into that economic bracket where I could always have a job while I was in school. And that provided me, also a reduction in the cost per semester. Graduate school was a different thing. At that point, as it became more, you know, you realize that the arts are more centric and that you have a kind of limited set of things you can do. Mm-hmm. If you want to quote unquote be successful. And I think that my fear was more that, that I would fail somehow myself and that the art wouldn't be my own.
I'm actually, Mike, I'm going to have you close on that thought. Definitely, you're giving us a lot of good juice here. We'll have to wait for some more juice after the commercial break. We're going to go ahead and thank our sponsors. This is the Making God Look Dumb True radio show.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock. To hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That is a local network charter schools for children from ages K through 12. If you have not been to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com, I'm sorry for you. Because if you have a child from ages K through 12 that wants to go to college, that's going to be your best bet. They have 100% acceptance rate over there.
Yay.
What does your school look like over there, huh? So we are here, and I'm Pastor John McClain, as always, with the hat on, and I am sitting across from the Dr. J.
All right. Absolutely. That's right. I'm here and ready to go.
And then who do we have on the phone again?
Mr. Michael Schwartz.
Michael Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what questions do you have for this young gentleman?
Michael, one thing that came to mind was because I do deal with students in high school wanting to go to college and parents who are, you know, fearful about paying for the college and is an art degree really worth it? And so I just wanted to hear from you. Do you feel like having a degree in art has opened up some opportunities to you artistically that may or may not have been open without the degree?
Without a question. I mean, the reality of it is that a college degree is a union ticket.
Mm.
And that's the reality.
Mm.
And,
interesting.
A master's degree in the arts is what we call terminal degree. You could get a doctorate, but really it's a master's is the final degree. And ultimately what people are looking at is that, oh, you have a master's.
Huh.
Mm. And overall, I would say that, you know, that what it means is that your overall standard of living is much higher. You know, going into the arts, a lot of people have this mythology of the starving artist. And I think that that's part of the marketing that the arts community does. And that way it increases sales. But, you know, that one of the largest industries in the United States is the arts and entertainment industry. We encounter the arts, you know, several hundred times a day, and everything from fashion design to music, on and on and on. And it turns out that it's a viable career.
Yeah.
There's so many different things that you can do and so many ways that you can apply that learning. And we tend to think of the arts as being in this box. It's galleries, murals, and museums. No, it's much more expansive than that. Imagine being a music, somebody who designs video games and then provides the music as well. There's the advertising industry. There's the fashion design industry. Obviously, the music industry, the marketing and development. So just having a degree, even if you want to switch up your career, having that degree makes all the difference.
That's
and
awesome.
Over the course of a lifetime, you're going to make at least twice as much. I don't know what the stats are on that.
Yeah, times four, but that's right. You make more.
The most important thing for me, because I love learning and I'm a lifelong learner, is that college taught me how to teach myself, how to be my own professor. And that makes life richer in general.
For sure.
And does material wealth follow? If you would like it to. But that's a decision that people get to make to some degree. But the more training we have, the more likely we are going to succeed. And you can add on. It's like a Lego set. You can keep doing different trainings, learn new things, new skills as you move along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what we've seen. And that's how it is with most degrees, believe it or not. I mean, you can be the low paid in any degree, but you can also, if it is a priority, you can make the money you want to make. Mm-hmm. And you just have to market yourself, and you just have to be looking at the innovative ways that that can be possible.
Yeah.
But I was definitely interested. Can you tell us how you got involved with the Tucson Arts Brigade Downtown Mural Project? Those are two pretty big deals.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, and as a muralist, you know, originally it was that I wanted to paint a mural downtown. I had done tons of murals in Philly and other cities, and ironically, you know, I as the manager of the program and founder of the program, there was a conflict of interest. How could I run the program? And, you know, I would be competing. So I taught the artists how to create these large-scale murals, and a lot of them have done very well for themselves. But the way that it came about that ultimately was that I myself was looking for opportunities for myself to, you know, work in schools, neighborhoods, community centers as an artist. And in the process, the city saw how successful I was being and found that I was able to deliver a better product in a shorter time span for less money than our major competitors. And so they went with us, and we were able to do some good work. I'm really proud of that. And the concept was that a rising tide lifts all boats, and that while I may not have personally become, you know, people don't know my personal artwork, we're able to lift the industry.
And well, speaking of your personal artwork, what are some of the current projects coming out of MBS Arts currently and like stuff we look out for in the future?
Well, I mean, the big thing is taking it to the next level. So, as you know, I'm an artist in residence, a volunteer with Veterans Rescue Mission. That's exciting. We meet once a week on Wednesdays.
Awesome.
And then also I'm doing the Lightbox Project, which is basically it's a new form of public art. And it's temporary works. So those are the big things I'm working on. I'm doing some writing, and then continuing to advocate for jobs in the arts, and making the rationale that hiring artists to work in schools, neighborhoods, and community centers, not only does it increase the overall cultural literacy and literacy in our community, but it lifts the tide for all of us, and it makes for a more, you know, it beautifies and unifies our community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I'm also continue to advocate for.
That's awesome.
Awesome. And definitely, just to mention, to get some airplay for our Wednesday art group that's starting to become like a thing. Wednesday at 4 p.m., we have a kind of an art group where we have different presenters every single week to present their art. This past week was my turn. So I gave people a tour of Veteran Rescue Mission, and it was a pretty cool experience. I'm trying to lean on Michael to bring that to the airwaves, but we'll see how it pans out. But I'd say, kind of as we're leaving, Michael, any like a kind of a piece of advice for people out there that are on the fence, maybe for going to college, of why they should or shouldn't go to college. I'm not gonna put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a very personal decision. I think that I definitely recommend that everybody go to college, and that they reach out for help and to follow their dreams. It's not as hard as you think it's going to be. There's lots of tutors and people that want to see you succeed, and you know, try work study. I couldn't afford it, and so I did work study.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great option. Federal work study is amazing. And still readily available. So if you're worried about the financial part, now the other part of that, though, is you got to keep your grades up.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually have to tell you guys something. I have dyslexia, so I had to go for a lot of extra training and a lot of hand-holding through that process. But I learned to overcome my disability and make it into kind of a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know I've yet to meet somebody who couldn't succeed in college. I mean, it's exciting. You get to meet new people, and then you get to see, hey, I can succeed. I am all that. And just everybody out there thinking about it, you are all that. And you deserve it, and it's worth it. And if you decide to take another route, say a trades route or going into service, those are also viable routes that then offer you the option of going to college later on. So there's so many great opportunities out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Michael. Yeah, that was great advice. You're inspiring, Michael.
Yeah, thank you.
You're hired. Will you be my mentor? This is the Make It College Come True radio show. Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you considering going back to college? Do you know someone who is? Then Making College Come True is the book for you. This in-depth book, authored by Dr. Jennifer Herrera, local educator and superintendent of Tucson International Academy, takes what may seem to be a difficult task and gives a simple rundown on how to make college come true for yourself or a loved one. Get your copy of Making College Come True on Amazon or at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com today.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Welcome back to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue.
Good catch. No, wait,
wrong place. Sorry, Mom.
You can sponsor us.
Are you listening, Mother? Leave the room. So, anyways, this is actually the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. Here we are.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm still Pastor John, though.
Yeah.
And I'm here with Dr. J, who usually would find herself squarely on the Common Good radio show.
That is correct.
But that music threw me off, I guess. I don't know what it was. I love it still, though. But we have Arlene in the studio with
us.
Woohoo! Arlene Kanyes. Yeah, she's excited. She's just bringing the energy.
Thank you for having me.
Settle down. Relax. Go ahead. Take it easy. Gosh, the
you
energy.
Cannot read your
now.
I am known for my outbursts. Just
yeah.
So I am.
See it. It's just out of here. So let's talk about a subject that you are the professional of. I keep hearing.
Yes.
So what? I don't know. Actually, the question's over here. So, how have you surprised yourself while in college? Because, you know, I know Dr. Jay's been telling me all kinds of cool things about the experience you're going through now, as well as how you help other people with the process. So, what's some of those surprises?
The biggest surprise for me has been that I actually went. That I'm actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lifelong goal for me.
Okay.
That I have promised myself that I would graduate from college. Mm. And it actually became more of a reality working with our students and helping them through that process and the connections I made with college advisors and things like that. So I finally asked one of them, well, is that possible? How can I do that? Because I have to work. I can't not work. Mm-hmm. Just because I love my job, so I don't want to give that up.
Of course.
And how?
Good one.
And how can I do both? Mm-hmm. Is that possible? And with the online programs, she was able to show me what that looked like, because I'm going, I can't do a full load. I can't have my butt in a classroom. I can't sit in a classroom. It's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, you don't have to. You can do it this way. And once we started, I went through and looked at the programs and started actually doing it. It is possible to do. It requires an enormous amount of planning to make sure I get my classes done, but I'm able to do it.
Yeah.
And I've been able to do it successfully so far. I have a 3.33 grade point average.
Mm. Ooh.
So I'm pretty proud of that. So
yeah.
That shows I'm actually getting the work done.
That's right. Tell how you, I mean, what are your unique circumstances? I mean, you're not 21.
No.
So, you're not 21? Dr. J.
I know.
Throwing shade at Arlene over here. She doesn't look a day over 21.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, go
and
on.
You're doing college later. Later in life, you're already successful at work. I mean, definitely. But you did have some motivation from somewhere. Why now? Why, like, what was your thinking process that led you to take that big commitment?
I think for me, it was more that at first I didn't think it was possible. That was the biggest thing. I did not think it was possible financially, time-wise, or any of those things. And just working in the arena that I have been now, it is possible. And I just, one, it's, I want to be a principal. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
I sat down with Dr. J one day and said, how can I make that happen? Is that possible? Is that something I can do? She's like, oh, are you sure? when, you know, be
it's
careful what you wish for. And she was like, well, this is what you need to do. You're going to have to be a teacher, and then you can, you know, we'll see how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Had some contacts with some counselors at Grand Canyon University. That was my university of choice, so that's where I'm going. And again, we were able to just lay that out because, again, the financial commitment scared me a lot.
Mm.
I'm like, I don't think I can afford that. I had a kid in college already, and then I'm going to have another one, you know, this coming year in college as well.
Mm.
Work that out. You know, it is feasible. You just have to take the time to sit and talk with someone and get that information. And that is kind of, we took it from there, that I just wanted to do that. I literally have forgotten the question that you actually asked me.
No, it's good.
She's on point.
I was just thinking of like, what you're talking about, because you answered her question. And like what you're talking about is like something that, you know, I want to think most, if not all, people go through in regard to considerations when going to college. Like, can I afford it? Like, do my circumstances allow it in my life? Mm-hmm. Am I not being selfish making this decision rather than, you know, taking care of my family or whatever the case may be. So it's beautiful that you're kind of, you're sharing, you know, that with us. And thank you for being vulnerable with that, because these are considerations that people face on a regular basis. And tell us, like, I'd say more about what was the best class you took in college and why you'd say that.
I haven't taken it yet.
Okay.
Right now, we're still doing the grunt work part of it. Uh-huh. So I haven't had that class. I can tell you which classes I haven't liked.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. That sounds like a fun game. And why? I mean, I'd say as much as we're trying to convince the listeners and my kids to go to college one day, your kids to go to college one day, you know, we got to tell them the reality of what's going on. What can they expect?
There have been some really, really difficult classes. The writing classes, I think, were the most intimidating for me, but I happen to know a lot of teachers and someone with a PhD.
Uh-huh.
So they've helped me a lot with those, because a lot of it has to do with just the terminology and things that I'm seeing when I'm opening up my, you know, work for the week and all of that. And I'm like, what the heck do they mean by this? Because I had been out of high school for so long, and it was overwhelming. And I think it's also knowing that you can get help. For me, it was, yes, I can get some help. I can get somebody to help me with this. I think that is probably the one biggest thing for anybody going to college, no matter what age they are. They get overwhelmed and they don't know what to do.
Mm. Right.
And since they don't know what to do, they don't know who to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of like, well, forget it. I'm just going to flunk out, or I'm just not going to do the work, or all of those things. And thankfully, I was able to access a lot of people that could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so Dr. J has been one of those people where I'm showing, I'm like, what does my professor mean by this? Because I have no idea what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And then she'll break it down for me a little bit more. And, oh, okay. I mean, not that my professors aren't there for me, because I can easily, you know, reach out to my professors, email them, ask any ridiculous question I want, and they will answer me.
Yeah.
So I do have that access.
Have you asked them what their favorite color was yet?
No.
Try that one.
They don't let me.
No? Okay.
No.
Maybe not that.
Not that. But for me, I would rather have someone standing in front of me or sitting in front of me and, you know, breaking it down for me. So I'm able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody is, really. You can.
And it seems like a lot of what you described was just, that wasn't your best subject. So likely you can expect when you go to college, if it's not your best subject, you may have to work a little harder at that subject. Look around for other people to assist you. I know I tell a story before in the past. I had a logics class that I took once where I actually created a study group out of the members of the class just so I didn't fail. And I actually ended up getting an A in that class because I formed that study group. So definitely some excellent tips.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That's at TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. If you have a student that's K-12, go ahead and get them a call if you want them to go to college, because they have 100% record over in them parts. So
yeah, that's right. Four different schools enrolling now. So hurry up, because we don't have a lot of openings right now, actually.
Yep. Yeah, you heard her. And she's not kidding, because she's here telling you it on the radio. So it must be true.
That's absolutely right.
And that is, and I actually haven't
done real news.
I haven't done the resume yet today.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm Pastor John McClain with Veteran Rescue Mission, and I am here with the, I'm going to take a deep breath, the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, former educator with the Tucson Unified School District, the author of the book Making College Come True, and the new host of the radio show Making College Come True radio show, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, Dr. J in the house.
Yeah.
Changing lives. Changing
that's
lives.
True. That's true.
And we have one of many of her proteges in studio with us. And Arlene, what's Arlene's last name?
Kanyes.
Kanyes, okay.
Arlene,
that's
Kanyes.
A smooth name.
It is.
You had a slick, Arlene.
Yeah.
I see got what it. You're doing, Arlene. I'm not missing a single inkling of it. So let's go back to your journey in college and pretty much all the awesome things that you're doing. So what are you most proud of in the last year or two? Attending college. That's a thick one, huh? Mm-hmm.
It is. You know, passing my first class was like really, really cool. And I actually made the dean's list last spring.
Nice.
Which I was like, they have that on my Grand Canyon University?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I was really surprised by that. And I've been able to maintain the grade point average that I have.
Mm.
So that was another thing that I was like, wow, I might actually be able to do this thing and pass with the expectations that I had for myself.
I guess this is kind of another vulnerable kind of off question, though. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that you had so much self-doubt? I'm sorry. I know
no,
it wasn't
no,
on
that's,
the script.
It's, no, it's an excellent, it's an excellent question. It really is. And we've actually talked about it before, I think, Dr. J and I have, with just growing up in a Latina community and in a Latino home, that was kind of, college was a thing that the other kids got to do.
And
my parents weren't against it.
Mm-hmm.
They were just like, we just don't know how to help you pay for it. We can't pay for it. You're going to figure out how you do it yourself. Mm-hmm. So it was just something that, okay, that's just, I guess, something that I don't get to do.
Mm.
And I did try it. And I was actually in community college right out of high school. Instead decided to have a family and went that route. And then when it came into working in education, and Dr. J's kind of push with, you can do college, It doesn't necessarily have to be the 4-year. You know, there's other ways to advance your education. Kept thinking about that. And then finally seeing just where the holes were in education, and just even in our organization, just out of circumstance, wasn't necessarily because it was intentional. And that's when I sat down with her. And at first I talked to my husband about it and said, this is what I want to do. What do you think? And he was like, yeah, heck yeah. I think you would be great at it. You know, go ahead and do it. And you know, then that's when I sat with Dr. J and said, I want to go back to college. I want to go to college. I want to finish my degree, and I want to be a principal, and help me do it. And she was like, okay.
And you're like, and I want the power of flight. She's like, okay, I can't give you the power of flight.
Exactly. Maybe
give me a couple of years, and then I'll figure it out. Everything is possible.
Yes,
that's
exactly,
what we say.
Exactly.
Yeah, the saying at school, there is nothing that is impossible. Yeah. Everything is possible.
Nice.
Yes.
Another question I was having rattling up in my head is, and what made you choose Grand Canyon University? I know that's a kind of prized college. Like, not too many people know of that, kind of like little diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm,
it's
right.
a Christian university, but it provides a lot of things that, you know, some other universities don't provide. What made you choose there?
Well, what made me choose there was thanks to our college road trip that we actually do,
mm-hmm.
which yeah. I am chaperoning this year. We'll get to that.
Yeah, sure.
So when we started doing our college road trip to take students to actually set foot on a college campus that they would never seen before, Grand Canyon University was one of them. I don't know how that ended up happening, getting on our itinerary, but it did. And I just really liked it. Mm. My daughter was looking at that university as well as one for her to go to.
Mm.
And I just liked what they had to say. I liked the, it's a smaller college, so that was one thing that felt really good. I don't personally go on ground to college, but it just, their whole attitude and the way they were out there for their students and really wanting to help them, that was one of the things that just really enticed me to keep inquiring with them. And then the mm-hmm. college counselors that I had met, when it kind of got out there that I was looking to go back to school,
mm-hmm.
they reached out to me.
Mm-hmm.
And just the handholding that they really do to help you succeed,
mm-hmm.
that sealed it for me. And, and even my admissions counselor still checks in on me,
mm-hmm.
you know, over a year later.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just really what I appreciate about that, because they didn't do that just for me. They do that for all of their students.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that was a big selling point, that I wasn't out there alone just floundering, okay, here you go, you're in, and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any ridiculous question I have, they're willing to answer it for me. So I mm-hmm. do appreciate that.
You can tell a mm-hmm. lot by setting foot on the campus, and that's what we tell all of our students. Make sure you go to the different colleges, because you may have your heart set on one university, but you get to see three on our trip
mm-hmm.
usually.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the one you liked, you still like it, but this other one, there was something about it that just drew you there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like buying a house. There's a lot of pretty houses. All of them are great,
mm-hmm.
but there's one that usually pulls you mm-hmm. towards it. And that's the same with universities. You're going to be there for four or more years.
Mm.
So you might as well relate in some way to
mm-hmm.
it, so that it's significant.
Exactly.
And you have a
mm-hmm.
chance to bond, and you have a chance to finish.
Mm.
So that's huge.
And you felt like Grand Canyon University has been that for you so far?
Yes, it absolutely
met your expectations?
Absolutely mm-hmm. has been.
And our daughters went to Grand Canyon University in person, and we had a very positive parent experience as well. We would go up for all the homecomings and walk through bubbles and got foamed.
Yes.
And
exactly.
Good Lord.
It's great. It's great.
We felt like we got the college life.
Nice.
And we weren't even
you didn't
college.
Want to leave, huh?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
like, all right, I'll see you guys later.
You know, the foam, I could have done without that. But, you know.
Well, we do that. We would hang out there, and the resident advisors would be like, is everything okay?
Yeah.
You know you can leave. They're fine, right? You know that. And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll go.
Yeah, just one more game of volleyball and tetherball.
Exactly.
One more. Tell us about the trip that you're leading. We're getting ready to do our trip at Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
It's called the College Road Trip. It's every year.
Woo! College Road Trip!
It is a road trip. Let me tell you. What time do you leave on the bus?
I leave at midnight on Tuesday.
Nice.
Where do you go?
Head up to the Grand Canyon, the actual Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a tour of the Grand Canyon. And it's really great. You know,
awesome.
It amazes me how many people that live in the state of Arizona mm-hmm. have actually never been to the Grand Canyon.
Here.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, really? Okay, you might
I think
be going
you should
with
be a male
that
chaperone.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
when is it?
It's March. It's March 10th and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, 10th and 11th.
Yeah.
So
soon.
we are leaving by bus. And we're headed up to the Grand Canyon first, and then our first college that we're seeing is Northern Arizona University.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a tour there. Then we will head down to, we'll spend the night in Flagstaff, and then we will head over to Embry-Riddle University.
Mm.
which is an aeronautics university, which is pretty awesome. And it'll be
Brainiacs.
My first time going there. And yes, a lot of Brainiacs there. And that's in Prescott. That's in Prescott. And then yep. we'll be heading down to Grand Canyon University, and that's where we're ending our tour, and then we'll head back to Tucson. So I'm really mm-hmm. excited about it. We encourage all of our seniors to go. I've gotten seven seniors Ooh. That have turned in paperwork, and then mm. we open it up to the younger grades. It's only high school, though, that we mm-hmm. take. Mm-hmm. And it's just really showing them this is what college campuses look like.
Mm-hmm.
That it's mm-hmm. not just, you know, because a lot of kids, I don't know where they get it in their head, because, of course, I guess high school is the only experience they have, so they're like, oh, it's going to be just like high school.
Not at all.
No, it's not.
Not mm-hmm. at all.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And yeah. not the same thing at all. And
it's crazy. Yeah. Adults, actually, I know a lot of adults yeah. that think that way.
Yes.
Where they think that it's just going to be a harder version mm-hmm. of high school.
Right. Huh.
Where in my
right.
experience, it's the very opposite.
Exactly.
Right. It's a much
exactly.
easier version of high school.
Right. Because you can go at your own pace. Mm-hmm. You can take as many or as little classes as you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, it's just, again, it's up to you how that experience is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, when she was in college, incredibly shy little kid, you know, girl. And she found her, you know, she realized, yes, I got to push myself. If I want to meet people, I need mm-hmm. to go to that little gathering that we're having, that mm-hmm. the dorm is having or whatever it was. And she did actually do that, which was nice to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my experience is different, of course, being online, but it's still manageable. I'm still able to meet people because my classmates all communicate with me online.
Mm-hmm.
So I have classmates that are in different states. My professor lives in a different state. She lives in Oklahoma. Mm. And we're still, you know, communicating daily. So it is still an experience. It's not the same on-ground experience, but it's still an experience. Mm. So I am enjoying myself on that.
That's yeah. awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, just seeing their faces, too.
Yes.
And they step foot on the campus, and all of a sudden, one goes a little silent. And you're like, oh, this mm-hmm. is probably going to be his campus.
Oh,
because
yeah.
their little brains, you can yeah. just see going, yeah. I see myself here.
Yeah.
I relate here. Why do I relate here? Oh, my gosh. What's going on? I think I am going to go to college. And it's so exciting to see that. We yeah. also tour U of A. Mm-hmm. And every student at Tucson International Academy becomes a student of Pima. Because if you do fail a class in college, and we tell the kids, it's not if you do, it's when you do. Because you're going to have a bad semester.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you can usually retake it right at Pima Community
yeah.
College.
Yeah,
and it's right in your own home. Mm-hmm. But our daughters did do one round of
yes.
summer school.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
they made it. 4 years done. And they were like, oh, my God, you guys were right. Where did the time go?
Yeah.
Time goes fast. So don't feel like, oh, I don't want to go to school for another 4 years. That's an incorrect attitude because it goes very fast. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Arlene, for coming on the show with us. I'm sure we'll have you on the Make a College Come True radio show many more times in the future. We'll call her Mrs. Cool.
Mrs. Cool.
We've got Mrs. Cool on the show.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, this is the Making.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. This is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.